When you need immediate care, you want a team that cares about you. Desert Oasis Healthcare's award-winning immediate care clinics offer you what you need, like same-day service on a variety of tests, including COVID testing for COVID treatment options. Meet our efficient, caring, and knowledgeable team in four locations throughout the Valley. We take pride in our service, and caring for you is our passion. Visit us when you need care and see why many agree. Desert Oasis Healthcare is the best of desert.
DAP Health and Revival Stores are committed to health equity in the Coachella Valley. You can support the community you want to create by helping fund comprehensive care at DAP Health, or by shopping, donating, or volunteering at one of Revival Store's four Valley locations. No one is turned away from care because of their ability to pay at DAP Health. 10,000 of our neighbors receive integrated care, including primary care, mental health care, sexual wellness, and HIV specialty care at DAP Health's clinics in Palm Springs and Indio. To learn more, go to daphealth.org.
It's our golden anniversary. Eisenhower Health is celebrating 50 years with this wonderful community. From the day we opened our medical center back in 1971, we've done all we can to keep our relationship meaningful. We've created a valley-wide network of primary and specialty care clinics, recruited exceptional physicians and staff, invested in advanced technologies, and worked to meet your changing healthcare needs, from developing our renowned robotic surgery program to providing specialty care for the LGBTQ community. We expanded our cancer program to provide advanced services through our affiliation with UC San Diego Health. We became an accredited teaching hospital to attract talented new physicians to the area. And we continue to earn certifications, awards, and high rankings for quality and safety. So here's to us, to you, and to the next 50 years. Learn more at EisenhowerHealth.org.
Hello, my friend. Pat Boone here. People often ask me what I do to stay as young and active as I seem to be to them at age 87, and I do feel great. I tell them I try to eat right, I exercise, I read the Bible each morning. Plus, for the last 20 years, I've been taking an anti-aging nutritional formula called MDR Vital Factors, and for me, it's like a fountain of youth. See, Vital Factors gives me lots of energy, mental focus, and all-day stamina. It was developed by medical doctor research with nutrients that support your natural HGH, the youth hormone that declines as we age. It's vital for lean muscles, firm skin, strong bones, peak brain function, and your immune defenses that keep you healthy. All of that's vitally important today. So, if you're feeling older, why don't you try Vital Factors like I do and turn back the clock? Recapture that wonderful feeling of youthful vitality and great health, which I'd still enjoy. Call 800-325-VITAL, V-I-T-A-L, 1-800-325-VITAL, that's vital, or go to vitalfactors.com, vitalfactors.com. You'll thank me.
We're sizzling in the desert, and RVing is hotter than ever. Hi there, folks. Cher Lichtman here, Mike Thompson RV in Cathedral City. Our commitment is to your health and safety, and we promise you customer delight. Hot, hot deals await you. The number one RV dealer in California. Mike Thompson RV in Cathedral City. Your adventure starts here.
From the Joey English Show, here is this hour's mystery song. Put on
my blue. Okay, Joey pals, we have a connection to share. Sonny Bono lived here for years. My son Tyler's good friends with Sonny and Mary's children. Oh, well, it's too convoluted. Never mind. It was Cher's birthday last Saturday. But I don't recognize this song. Do you?
Blue Suede Shoes.
Oh, Walking in Memphis. I believed you.
So did I.
I believed you, Captain. You said it with such authority, but of course.
I'm a firefighter, you have to believe.
Yeah. Okay, good job. Walking in Memphis. That's a little more notable to us than the ones you played for Monday and Tuesday. Oh, Joey Pals, we do this every year. We have someone from our wonderful Palm Springs Fire Department. Thank you for your service. Thank you, God. Be well. To talk to us about fire hazards in the Coachella Valley, people don't think the desert burns. And we welcome back to our microphones Captain Nathan Gunkel.
Yay.
Yay. That's such an official name.
Isn't it?
Did you always want to be a firefighter?
Since about age 5.
Yes. Nathan. It just sounds proper. Nathan Gunkel. It does. It sounds like I ought to respect it.
Thank you.
And you've got the uniform on, so I'll be good. How are you?
Excellent. And you?
Just good. Thank you so much for asking. Last time you were on the show, you had to wear a mask.
I did.
Yeah.
The glory COVID days.
Oh. Turn the page.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So we're talking May 24th. Do we have an official fire season? Tell me what you want us to know.
The official fire season of Palm Springs is every day.
Oh.
I would never say that Palm Springs has a certain day. Now you need to start being prepared or concerned about vegetation fires. It's hot. It's dry. Unfortunately, this year, and luckily, we had a lot of rain. Our mountains were beautiful a couple months ago. I mean, if you looked up in the mountains in March, it looked like we were in Hawaii. They were green and gorgeous, beautiful to look at. We'll look at it today. They're dry. They're brown. So all that new growth, all the small weeds, the grass grew very quick. It grew kind of tall, and now it's dried out, and it's prime for fire season.
Gosh. I'm sorry to hear that. That's what happened in my house. My house is mostly cacti and palm trees. But when it rained so much, it got very green, all those weeds. And you're right, they're all dying out.
Yep, dying out quickly.
Do most of our fires, are they spontaneous combustion? How do we start fires?
Yeah, so the most of the vegetation fires that we see in the city are man-caused.
Oh, really?
We do have fires that can be caused by lightning. We've had fires caused by vehicle fires, car on a fire, they pull off the side of the road, and it gets going that way. Welding on gates around, you know, properties.
Oh.
There's a lot of different ways, but the majority is man-caused, unless it's going to be lightning.
Which sort of means it's preventable.
Yes, it's preventable. It's having them having a plan to start with in the first place. And there's unpreventable ones. I mean, no one intentionally wants to start a fire. But when the vehicle's on fire, they want to get off the roadway, and they'll pull off the side of the road into the desert area. And
that's what starts the one out in the I-10, and then it comes our way, doesn't it?
The ones that on I-10, we go in those constantly in the center divider, and that's mostly from people discarding flammable items, i.e. cigarettes. And there's a lot of trash in the center freeway. There's a lot of hay from the hay trucks coming in and out of town, or some green. You know, we got a lot of vegetables and a lot of produce trucks that travel our freeways. So stuff would kind of fly out, land in the center divider, and it gets dried out, and people discard items.
And they call Palm Springs Fire Department.
Yes.
How many fire officers, firefighters do we have?
Currently in the city, we have about 75 almost up to now.
Oh, good.
So, yeah, we're really lucky. And that's with including all three shifts.
Oh, good.
So, yes.
Are you hiring? Do you need more?
We just hired 13.
Oh, good.
Yeah, we just hired 13, which is the biggest hiring academy we've ever had. We did that several months ago. They're all on the floor now out of the academy.
Is there a fire? What's the school?
Fire Academy.
The Fire Academy.
Fire Academy. And
Where is it?
There's several of them, but there's even one here locally at COD.
COD even has a program.
So the next close one, we have Crafton Hills College, Ben Clark in Riverside. There's some very good fire academies around our area.
Good. And men and women?
Men and women, of course.
I didn't know. Things have changed.
Yeah, currently we do not have any females working on the floor with us right now. We did have one recently, and she retired and went on to become a nurse and family. And
had a baby. Yeah,
yes. Had a baby.
Do you guys practice? Do you burn old buildings down or start backfires? I don't know the words.
Yeah, we do. We train constantly. We train every day throughout the year.
Even in the heat.
Yeah, because that's reality. We're going to play in the heat, so we need to train in the heat. So with anything, there's no days off. You know, we don't close on holidays. We don't close on, you know, after 5 o'clock at night. So we have to be prepared for anything. So we do. We go out, and even this time of year, we're drive around the high fire danger areas up along the hillsides, and we're just pretend there's a fire there, and we'll start pulling hose and run up and down hills like goats and prepare for the real life. We don't want to be surprised and caught off guard ever. So,
and what do you wear on your back?
Well, on vegetation fires, we have fire-resistant gear.
But
that's
is it
lighter.
100 pounds? Or?
No, not okay. as... We do have like almost 100 pounds when it's a structure fire.
100-pound structural fire. Okay.
Yeah, and that's about, you know, over a little over 60 to 70 pounds, depending on our size. But, yeah, it's a lot of weight. It's a lot of heat.
Bless your heart.
It gets warm, but you know we go home at night, and that's the
that's bless
the goal.
Your heart. You made me cry.
That's the goal. Yes. But yeah, we wear those for every traffic collision, for every, you know, fire alarms for the fire. So we can, you know, some days I'm putting that on 5 to 10 times a day, possibly.
Okay, let me make sure. I want to be so supportive of you and what you do, and our Joey pals do, our listeners. When you respond to a vehicle accident, you wear the equipment?
Yes.
Because it might be a fire as well?
Right. So we don't want to show up on scene and it's now we're delaying patient care, we're delaying saving a victim because we have to put our gear on. And it can also change while we're on scene. We could be on scene just using, you know, jaws of life to cut someone out and then the vehicle starts on fire. So there's no such thing as a timeout in the fire service. So we can't stop what we're doing, go to the engine, put on our stuff. We want to be prepared for the worst possible thing. And if we show up and we can remove some items, then great, we'll do that. But we'll always go downward instead of having to go the other way around.
This is just wonderful. We're talking with Captain Nathan Gunkel. I like saying that name. What's your job?
I'm a fire captain. Yeah, I'm a fire captain. Which means we're normally in charge of that engine company. So we'll have, you know, whatever station that we're at that day, that's our station. We'll have engineers, we have firefighters and paramedics that work under us.
Do you still go out on fires?
I do. I'm currently assigned as our public information officer for the city. So instead of being a full-time suppression captain, I'm full-time as a PIO, and then I'll work overtime on suppression. For like this weekend, I'm working Friday and Saturday.
Bless your downtown. Heart. Okay, give us some tips for fire season. There's so many things I hadn't thought about.
Yeah.
Now, and here's a funny question. We're all being told how not to water in daylight hours now. I have part of my property goes up the mesa under the water tank up there. You guys come over all the time and check our growth in the mesa. But we can't water too much, so things are getting drier, so it's a trade-off. What do you want to tell us to get through fire season, which we've now learned is every day?
Right, right. Have a plan. That's the biggest thing. We know we're going to have a fire. Shouldn't it be a surprise the day it happens. So have like your important items that you'd like to take out of the house, whether it be
pictures, papers.
Yeah, your cat, you know, a little GPS so you know where your cat's at. But no, just have a plan so when it does happen, most of these fires aren't. You're gonna have a little warning before you get in a very difficult spot.
Smoke detectors.
Yeah, smoke detectors.
We've got
but
them all
the
over.
Outside ones, we may come and we may ask you to leave. So if we ask you to leave, like we're evacuating, please leave.
Oh, I didn't think of that.
You know, we have people every year that refuse to leave. They want to stay. But leave. If we ask you to leave, we know it's best. We know it's a danger. And then if you don't, we're having to come back later, put ourselves at a higher risk to come in and get you out. Because, you know, that's number one thing is life. Before property, before vegetation is life. But remember, you're putting us at a higher risk and you're delaying us going to put the fire out or help and warn other people and we have to keep returning for the same person.
You wish you were raised good. What did your mom and dad do?
My father is an artist here in Palm Springs,
oh.
Watercolor artist. And we grew up in the Mesa area.
Oh.
Yeah, right on Mesa. Right behind the botanical garden there
sure,
in Palm
me
Springs.
Too. I'm on Camino Buena Vista.
Okay, yeah. So, yeah, my house actually burnt down when I was 5.
Oh.
My fault.
Oh,
being,
no.
Being a five-year-old and playing with a candle in the house and burn it down. And that's why the botanical garden's extended there. But yeah, my dad actually built the sign there at the botanical garden, the one out front for Morton.
Sure.
Back in the
Clark,
day.
Clark, I honk
yeah,
at them every day.
Yeah, for old
there's
Clark
a
Senior.
Story there.
Oh, there's all kinds of. I got lots of stories.
Yeah. One last question.
Yeah, but the biggest thing, we're doing, we have our fire prevention officers driving around the whole city, around the edge, the high fire areas, we're considering it. So we're going out, we're doing inspections of all these homes or property if there's not a home there. We're doing inspections for free this year.
Oh.
But we're having everyone clear vegetation 200 feet away from your home. That doesn't mean the straight dirt, but just clear it back 200 feet, 10 feet from roadways. That's our equipment can get in. If we have to park on a roadway, we're not up against trees. It's going to burn our engines or injure our firefighters. And just go look on your roof. Any palm fronds that are up there, weeds, remove all that. If you have propane tanks in that area, clear everything around the propane tank so it's straight dirt or concrete underneath. You don't want any vegetation burning and heating up propane.
Is there a website with all this?
There is. So our Palm Springs Fire website, go to the City of Palm Springs, click on
PalmSpringsCA.gov.
Yes, exactly. So go to that, and it's a fire department, and then you can go right into the links where it's got several different recommendations for heat, hiking, fires.
Oh, bless your heart. Last question. Do you still have fire poles people slide down?
We don't.
We're
all single story in the city. And most departments have gotten rid of them just because of injuries.
Sure.
Yeah. Yeah. The attorneys are
taking
over. That's
the romance, isn't it?
Yes.
Do you have children?
I do.
How many?
Two.
And does anybody want to be a firefighter?
No, I have one son, one daughter, and neither one currently does.
Things change. They haven't burned anything down.
Yeah, we know.
See, you burned down your family's house, so you felt guilty. Yeah.
Training. All, yeah, it's training. It's all you look at.
Thank you. So bless you, and your EMTs all come from the fire department. What's your territory? All the way out to the highway?
We are the city of Palm Springs, so all the 110 square miles, but we go mutual aid to anywhere in the valley. We go east end. Yes. We go west. We can go all the way up to north. We've gone close to the Oregon border. So the fires last year, the fire season, it was the biggest
one in history.
I like it
because what color are our fire engines?
White. And that's due to the temperature. Everyone always asks.
Yes.
It's hot here in Palm Springs to sit on black engines or red. Or the initial ones are all convertibles. So
you
definitely didn't want black.
Thank you. You'll come back, won't you please, Captain?
Whenever I'm invited.
Yeah, and when you're not on a run.
Yes.
We always pull over when you hear the siren. And say thank you, God.
Over 12,000 times a year, those alarms are going off in the city of Palm Springs, and we're going out.
Okay, thank you so much. Bless your heart. If you're near your phones, I've got presents for you.